You told me once before you were going to slow down and retire. I just keep seeing you come back and back.
I believe you told me that also, Mr. Ricketts.
Very good. Good comeback.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 11,068, Zomena Squeeze, Yolanda Slayback, southwest of Route 48, Zor Road, approximately 510 feet northwest of Penn Central Railroad. A special use exception requesting residential maternity housing.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yolanda Slayball, 14765 Owens Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I am Executive Director of Zoe Ministries, and I am here to request a special use exception on the Zora Road property for the purpose of maternity housing, which is basically providing residential housing for pregnant women who may be homeless. We will provide professional counseling, case management, education, parenting classes, as well as transportation to and from doctor appointments, medical appointments, job interviews, schooling, etc.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
Is this a, at present, is it a residential property?
I'm sorry, say
that. Is this a residential property?
It's used currently as a bed and breakfast.
Okay. And so you'll be using it as it is now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, what's the age? I mean, what are you looking for age?
We're looking at ages 18 to 26.
18 to 26. And are you changing up the, how many rooms you're going to have?
We'll use the entire house because we have to house house parents.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at 6 women in the house maximum.
6 at one time?
Yes, up to 6 at one time.
Up to 6 at one time.
Including, and then house parents would be in addition to that.
Now, how many house parents do we have? For each one?
No, there would be one set of house parent or a house parent, like a house mother.
Okay.
Living with the 6 women in the home.
So someone would be there all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Rickers?
I don't believe you just said you're going to have how many beds or how many rooms?
There are, including the top floor, I believe there are 6 bedrooms,
okay.
3.5 or 4 bath.
And you're going to house temporary
housing.
In there?
Yes.
There.
Mm-hmm.
We have adequate parking around there because you're going to need 4 parking places for each.
There is plenty of parking there. With it being a bed and breakfast, there's often 3 or 4 or 5 vehicles there at a time now anyway, so I don't think that that'll be any issue.
You're going to make sure that that's because you're going to need two for each employee, but you got on your largest shift, so I guess that's going to be the daytime or
most
the house
of these,
mother?
Most of these women probably will not have vehicles, so I don't imagine there will ever be more than 3 cars on that property at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to meet those. That's the reason I'm asking. You have to meet that parking requirement. I imagine the state comes into play here also.
Well, because we're not housing minors, we don't have to go through Department
okay.
of Health.
That's a question I like to ask. See what that's. I have no other questions.
Okay.
You know, you're going to feed them too?
Yes.
Is there other place that does this before? Is there anyone around here you know of?
There is no place currently like this in Kent or Sussex County.
This will be the first one?
This will be the first one that I know of.
That you know of.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. The question before us as a board is, will it have substantially an effect adversely on uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? So can you explain to us what effect, if any, it'll have on
I don't believe it'll have any effect.
And why is that?
Because with it having been run as a bed and breakfast, there's probably going to be more traffic in and out as bed and breakfast than there would be as a maternity home.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No other questions.
Okay, hearing no other questions from members of the board?
I have one.
Sure.
The folks who are going to be staying there, do you know how long you anticipate them staying there in the home?
We're looking at through the duration of their pregnancy and possibly an additional 8 to 12 weeks. It sort of depends on what their individual situation is with schooling or job security or housing. It kind of depends.
Now, will any of these women that are staying there, do you know if they're going to be having children? Is this for first-time mothers?
Yes, it's for pregnant women only. We are not including their children in this home.
I have nothing further.
First-time mothers.
Right.
So after they have the child, they'd be leaving?
Within 6 to 8 weeks, probably up there. Maybe up to 12 weeks. Kind of depends on their individual situation.
Okay.
I imagine you anticipated what that would look like in a year. Are you anticipating you're going to have quite a few?
We've talked to different social service agencies in Sussex County, and we believe that we'll probably be full most of the time.
To be occupied 100% most of the time.
Sounds to be. Okay, any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions.
Actually, I have one more, Mr. Chairman. Sure. Will the women who are staying there, will they be receiving any nursing care or anything that in the facility, or is that all outside?
That'll be all outside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a doctor there or anybody, say, somebody going to labor?
There will not be, there's not going to be any medical staff living there, but we do have some nurse practitioners and some OBGYNs that are willing to look after these girls specifically through this ministry. I happen to be an OB nurse myself, so I've done some labor and delivery, so okay. If anything medically were to happen that would require emergent care.
You have somebody there.
I would be available, but we will make sure that we get them. We would handle it in the same way we would handle getting a friend or a sister to their doctor or to the hospital to be checked.
Will you be living there?
I will not be living there. No.
Do you see this as a problem in Sussex County?
It's a big problem in Sussex County.
A big
County.
Problem, okay.
In all of Delaware, actually.
In all of Delaware, yeah. So there is a need for this, quite a need.
There is a need, yes.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Keep your hands up, please. There's 11. Thank you. Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, since we have not heard testimony that the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and the applicant certainly expressed that she didn't feel it would,
we could do that.
I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,068.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,068. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,068 is approved at this time.
Thank you.